A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul and Barnabas continued on from Perga and reached Antioch in Pisidia. On the Sabbath, they entered the synagogue and took their seats. Many Jews and worshipers who were converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who spoke to them and urged them to remain faithful to the grace of God. On the following Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and with violent abuse, contradicted what Paul said. Both Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and condemn yourselves as unworthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, 'I have made you a light to the Gentiles, that you may be an instrument of salvation to the ends of the earth.'" The Gentiles were delighted when they heard this and glorified the word of the Lord. All who were destined for eternal life came to believe, and the word of the Lord continued to spread throughout the whole region. The Jews, however, incited the women of prominence who were worshipers and the leading men of the city, stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them from their territory. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, had a vision of a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. Then one of the elders said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they stand before God's throne and worship Him day and night in His temple. The one who sits on the throne will shelter them. They will not hunger or thirst anymore, nor will the sun or any heat strike them. For the Lamb, who is in the center of the throne, shall shepherd them and lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
There are so many voices that come at us each and every day. To whom do we listen? Which voice tells us what is right and what is good and what is noble? Perhaps all those divergent voices coming through the media, whatever way of media you receive news, whether it's internet or TV, whatever it might be, those divergent voices somehow do something to us. And yet, what is the voice that ultimately speaks to our hearts and souls? You know, this past week, of course, with the tragedy at the Boston Marathon, we know that that particular event now has caused all kinds of voices to be raised about immigration reform and gun control. And so now we have a plethora of voices in the media about that and what Congress ought to do. And then, of course, there's been even the floods this past week and divergent voices talking about how do we handle when these 100-year floods come about, how do we handle them in a better way, and how can we be much more better prepared? And again, divergent voices. Just in this past week, to hear all this. And yet, at times, we can probably get somewhat saturated by all these different voices. This Sunday is often referred to as the Good Shepherd Sunday, this fourth Sunday of Easter, because we hear in the prayer, certainly, of the Mass, as well as the readings, about the Shepherd, the Good Shepherd, Jesus the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. They hear my voice, and they know that I will bring them to eternal life. Beautiful gospel from John that we hear proclaimed. In that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, of course, the unfolding of that early history of the development of the church, we hear today how Paul and Barnabas were preaching the gospel of salvation to Jews who really utterly rejected the message. And so they bring their message to the Gentiles who seem much more prepared and well receive the message of good news. And yet the Jews, somewhat indignant at how Paul and Barnabas keep on preaching that message, that they want them thrown out of the town, that they no longer want to hear their message. And yet Paul and Barnabas are not discouraged. They are actually encouraged to continue preaching despite even the struggles and the suffering that they have endured. Indeed, when a voice speaks to us, sometimes as difficult as that voice may sound, it sometimes has even stronger power to it because it's a voice of truth. So a voice of truth, a voice that comes really from the heart, a voice that speaks to us of the important values in life, those are voices that endure and stay with us. It's like the voice of the church in the world. You can think of all types of issues that the church speaks on and becomes very countercultural to the many voices that we hear. And yet the church must stand for truth and peace and must stand for justice and must stand for the voice of God in the world, despite the fact that at times, like in the Acts of the Apostles, the word gets rejected. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. On this Good Shepherd Sunday, I wonder how many of us really know any shepherds in our lives. I've told the story before, and if you've heard it before, I apologize. It's the only one I know about a shepherd in my own life, and that's my uncle, my mother's brother, who lived in Italy. And many years ago, on my very first visit, I remember in 1982 going to stay on his farm and hearing him kind of yelling to somebody, I thought, at 5 or 6 in the morning, and he was talking to his sheep, of course speaking in Italian, and telling the sheep where to go and where to get fed and where to stay and where to be led to and away from. And even at night, he'd talk about how he had to go take care of the sheep, and there was really a passion in his voice. Of course, the question that's always endured in my own mind, do sheep understand Italian? But that's another question for another time. But they knew his voice. They knew that he cared about them, and they followed him, and he had that passion for it, really, almost to the very day he died at age 80, always worrying about the sheep. And that, to me, was, in a sense, a symbol and a sign of what a reflection, maybe a small reflection, of what that love of God must be like when we talk about Jesus as the Good Shepherd, always caring, always watching over, and the sheep always listening to that voice, adhering, because the voice will not lead you astray. On this fourth Sunday of Easter, it's also World Day of Prayer for Vocations. And so I hope and pray that you do take that to heart today and during this Mass and maybe throughout the week, to remember to pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life. The more young men and women will hear the call of the Master, of the Good Shepherd, and follow the Lord on one of those paths of priesthood or religious life, to give their lives in service for the sake of the Lord, but also for the building up of the kingdom and for the continuance of the good work of the church. Just yesterday, in the admissions process at Mundelein Seminary, as many of you know, I worked there at Mundelein. We had 6 very fine men come through as candidates for next year's class. And one in particular, I could not help but think about him the entire day, because he told us that for over 12 years he's been a commodities trader, and he has really been very successful. And he looked at me for some strange reason and said, "Father, I have done everything. I even own a Ferrari." And I thought, that's an Italian boy's dream, to own a Ferrari. And he said, "And even that didn't satisfy me." And I had to think to myself, what is it in me? And he said, "I know there's been a voice in me speaking to me about being a priest, and I've been avoiding it for many years. And now, in my early 30s, after a successful career, I can say that I think I need to listen to the voice of the Master. And that's why I'm here, to seek out and discern whether God is calling me to be a priest." I must admit, I've been in this vocation work for many years. I was so inspired and so touched by his story and what he had to say. And the work of the Lord, the grace of God that works through these young men, continues to overpower me at times and even overwhelm me. But at the same time, it's God's voice working in them and they responding to that call. All of us, really, called by the Good Shepherd to lead a life of holiness, to lead a life of service of the Lord, and to be of service to one another. That's our calling from baptism, and we all share in it on this Good Shepherd Sunday. And so I pray that the Lord will continue to help us to know exactly what voice we should listen to, the voice of truth, the voice that speaks to us of those values that are invisible, those values that really come from heaven, those values that are really promoted by the Lord and through his church. And I especially pray for Holly and Michael on this, their first Holy Communion Day, that they'll hear the voice of the Lord calling them to this Eucharistic table, that they'll come with their families to receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, and always know that Jesus will be very close to you on this day, but always, as you receive Holy Communion, and as you share in this Eucharistic banquet, know how much God loves you, how much he calls to you to serve him, and how he wants you to always stay on the right path towards his love. And so we ask God's blessings upon you this day.